ופירוש אנוכי ירד עמך מצרימה, and the explanation of what God told him, I will go down with you to Egypt, על דרך מאמר מרן אדמור בבז היה על הפסוק, יקראני ועיניו עמו אנוכי וצרה. You could understand it based on the explanation of the Admor about the Pasuk, where Hashem says, He calls and I answer Him, I am with Him in a time time of danger, a time, I don't know how you translate Sarah, time of distress, yeah. Sheyesh b'chinat yikra'eni ve'enehu, that there are two ways that God relates to us. There's the way of He calls and I answer, shu b'chinat kri'ah shemashmo'ta merachok. That's in the way of calling, when a person calls, so he's at a distance, he's calling you. And the end of the verse that says, I am with him in his time of distress, that's a higher state in which God says, I am with him. That God says, as if he were literally with us, whenever they're in distress, I'm in distress. וזהו פירוש אנוכי ירד עמך מצרימה. And that's what God was saying when he said, I will go down with you to Egypt. בבחינת עמו אנוכי בצרה, שבכל צרתם נוצר. That God says, I am with you in the affliction. Whenever you'll be distressed, I'll be distressed. על דרך משל לבן המלך שנפל לתוך בור של שופכין. Like the prince that falls into the sewer. שהמלך בעצמו יורד לתוך הבור, אם אין שם אחד כדי לחלץ את בנו משם. That the king looks down at the sewage water and he himself climbs in to take his son out if there's no one else to take him out. Al derech ze, the same concept, anochi yered imecha mitzrayim, God was saying, I will go down with you to Egypt. Letoch tumat mitzrayim, to the spiritual defilement of Egypt. Shehi tuma shel ha'olam, that is the defilement of the world. To there, yarad kaviyachol hakadosh baruch hu imahim, God went down, so to speak, with them, כי וכל צרתם נוצר, because Hashem says, whenever you're distressed, I'm distressed. וכלשון הזוהר הקדוש, שם, and like the Zohar says over there, שדורש על הפסוק, the Zohar is expanding on the verse, הבאים מצרימה את יעקב, those that came down to Egypt with Yaakov, the Zohar says, אינון רתיחין ומשריין אילאין דנחתו עם יעקב בעדי שכינתה למצרים. Those chariots, those heavenly forces that came down with Yaakov with the שכינת המצרים. כי בכל המצבים שהיו בהם ישראל, for whenever, whatever situation the Jews were in, תמיד הקדוש ברוך הוא נמצא עמהם. God is always with them. כמו שמסיים שם בזוהר הקדוש, like the Zohar concludes over there, ותנינן בכל אתר דישראל גלות המן, שכינתה גלתה עם מהון. Whatever place the Jews were exiled to, the Shechina, the Holy Presence, was exiled with them. וזהו גם כן בכלל התשובה על מורו של יעקב. This was also encompassed by the answer regarding Yaakov's fear. פן יהיו משוקעים בממתת שערי תומה, lest they be sunk in the 49 depths, the 49 gates of defilement, ותדבק בהם תומת מצרים, and maybe the defilement of Egypt will cling to them. על זה שיבוא הקדוש ברוך הוא, about this God responded, אנוכי ירד עמך מצרימה, I will go down with you to Egypt. ואף אז אהיה עמהם, and even there, even then I'll be with them. וכדאית באוהב ישראל, and like the holy work אוהב ישראל says, שאנוכי, when God says, I will be with them, the word אנוכי בגמטריה כיסא. והיינו, שכיסא הכבוד כביכול ירד לשם. That God says, so to speak, my heavenly throne will go down with you there. וכן מצינו, שבעת שישראל היו משוקעים בממתת שערי תומה, we find that when the Jews were sunk 49 gates in defilement, קרא להם הקדוש ברוך הוא, God calls them, בני בכורי ישראל, my firstborn son Israel. שזהו משום שאנוכי ירד עמך מצרימה. That is because God says, I'm down there with you. ואנוכי אלך גם עלו. I don't understand the concept he just said. I don't know why, because God goes down with us, that gives us the right to be called בני בכורי ישראל. I didn't get that last point. He said that God will go down with us. Yaakov was scared we'd be lost down there. Yaakov was scared we'd be alone down there. God says, I'll be with you and you won't be lost. For some reason, he says, that automatically connects with the concept that God says, you are my children, when we're down there. And we know that the term B'ni, my son, is a term specifically when we're on a high level. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, I guess, if God, so to speak, puts himself down, then even when we're so down, we could be called his children. I don't know. V'anochi elcha gamalo, God says, and I'll take you up. היינו כמו אמר חזל על הפסוק ויוצאינו השם אלוקינו משם לא על ידי מלאך ולא על ידי שרף אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא בכבודו ובעצמו. Like our sages taught us, the verse says, Hashem our God took us out of Egypt, not with an angel, not with a seraph angel, but Hashem in his honor and himself. וידוע השאלה, מה מעליות בזה? So it's known the question, what was so great about that? What do we gain by that? That God does it himself and not through an angel. And what difference does it make if the redemption is by an angel or a seraph angel? But rather, because at the time we were redeemed from Egypt, the state we were in was that in heaven's, if you look at us, we look just like the Egyptians. The angel said, you know what, they're both serving idols. There was no discernment between Jew and non-Jew. And only before God, who knows the hidden things, only he knows how much a Jew really suffers at the time that he's sinning. Meaning, deep down inside, that's where the difference lies. At the minute that I'm doing something wrong, what's happening deep down inside? Deep down inside, I'm suffering. Now, on the surface, I'm enjoying. That's why I'm doing what's wrong. But deep down inside, there's something that says, ow, I don't want to do that. And that's what he's saying. Yisurei ha-nefesh shel Yehudi be'et shu'u chote. V'yodea she'en alalu kalalu. So Hashem knows that there is a world of a difference. These are not like those. ועל דרך שבאנו מאמר הכתוב לא הביט אבן ביעקב ולא ראה עמל בישראל השם לוקב עמו. Like we explain the pasuk that says God saw nothing wrong with Jacob or Israel, Hashem is God is with him. פירוש שהשם לוקב עמו אפילו בשעת החטא. Meaning Hashem is God is with him even when he's sinning. שכאשר יהודי חוטא, for when a Jew sins, הרי גם בשעת החטא גופו, for even in the moment when he's sinning, נשבר ליבו בקרבו לשברי שברים, על שמתרחק הוא כל כך מהשם יתברך. At that same moment when he's doing something that's wrong, deep down inside, his heart is breaking to smithereens, because he knows he's distancing himself from Hashem. ורק שאינו יכול לעמוד כנגד יצרו שפחז עליו. But he can't stand up to his yetzer that overpowered him. So he fell. But at that same moment, deep down inside, he hurts that he fell. וזוהי הבטחה שהבטיחו הקדוש ברוך הוא ליעקב, ואנוכי אהלך גם עלו. And this is God's promise to Yaakov. I will take you up from Egypt. I will take you up. שהקדוש ברוך הוא בכבודו ובעצמו יגלם. God's promise was I myself will take them out. שלא ישלח להם מלאכים ושרפים שאינם מבינים בנשמת יהודי. He won't send them angels and seraph angels that don't understand the neshama of the Jew ולא מכירים גודל כאב לב היהודי. They don't recognize the great pain that the Jewish heart has when it sins. וסוברים כעלל ובעלל עובדי עבודה זרה. The angels in their book, they're both pagans. What's the difference? אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא בכבודו ובעצמו יגלה ממצרים. But the promise was, Hashem says, I myself will take them out of Egypt. What does God say? אנוכי עלך גם עלו. I'll take you up. I'll even take you up. ופירוש גם עלו. What is God saying? Even I'll take you up. שלא זו בלבד שלא יתרחקו. God is promising Yaakov, not only won't they be distanced, אלא עוד תהיה להם עלייה מזה, but they'll even be elevated from this experience. כדאיתה באוהב ישראל, like it says in the work, אוהב ישראל, שרמז לו כאן, that here, God alluded to Yaakov, כי לאחר יציאת מצרים, תהיה קבלת התורה, that after the exodus from Egypt, will be the moment when they receive the Torah, בה יגיעו למדרגה הגבוהה ביותר, and at that moment, they will reach the highest level. שדווקא מתוך הזיכוך שנזדקחו במצרים בגשמיות וברוכניות, that specifically, through this purification, that they were purified in Mitzrayim, physically and spiritually, Hegiu, they were able to attain the level, L'anochi al-cha gamalo, I will take you up, and I will take you up, Aliyah batar Aliyah, an elevation followed by an elevation.